This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex Jones on this September 28, 2014 edition. Huge show lined up for you. We've got several YouTube clips, a ton of news stories, many interesting issues to cover. Obviously, I'm in Austin, Texas for the first time since 2005, my first time in Austin for 9 years now. And one of the big stories that we're going to cover actually sprung out of me simply traveling through the airport and buying a copy of Foreign Affairs, which is right here, which, of course, is the CFR's publication, which, as Hillary Clinton and others have admitted, basically runs the State Department of the United States. And this is particularly interesting because they have basically three or four articles. They devote half of the magazine to what they call the American distemper, the land of decay and dysfunction. And the primary article that we're going to cover exemplifies how the elites are in a panic about the populist uprising both in the United States with the Tea Party and in Europe with the UK Independence Party and the numerous other factions across the European Union that are rebelling against the establishment. The key quotes out of the article, which we're going to read through, we're going to analyse, exemplify again how the elite are completely in a blind panic about the populist uprising that goes against the state system, the monopoly system that the globalists are trying to establish both across America and Europe, with what we see now in 2016 with Hillary Clinton going up against Rand Paul in all likelihood. And they say directly that they need to, quote, co-opt the populist uprising to kind of send this off into a rabbit hole, to acknowledge the fact that people have got these concerns about national identity, about the general decline in living standards, and that they need to hijack that that feeling of disenfranchisement that is sweeping America and sweeping Europe, and send that off into a rabbit hole where it's acknowledged, so it's kind of diffused into elements of political engagement, which never really achieves what the UK Independence Party, what the Tea Party in the United States of America are trying to accomplish. So we're going to cover that. That is really a huge issue because the elite are talking about it. Again, they know that most people don't buy Foreign Affairs because it's $9.95 to buy. It's a magazine, basically, you know, $15, $16 in the US. So the elite are reading this. The normal, average, working class, middle people aren't reading this. And yet it's the game plan for what they see across Europe and across America in the next couple of years. We've also got David Cameron coming up. He did a big UN speech a couple of days ago talking about how anyone who questions the official government narrative about 7/7 or about 9/11 is basically akin, is as dangerous as an ISIS terrorist. Amazing clip that we've got coming up. You have to hear what David Cameron said in front of the United Nations just 2 or 3 days ago. And again, how it ties into how they're characterizing any questioning of the government narrative on ISIS, which, as we have documented with the recent spate of beheading videos, is extremely suspicious, extremely questionable. They're very concerned about that. So we're going to cover that. We're going to cover the Saudis saying that the true agenda behind the attack on ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, is about overthrowing Assad, regime change in Syria. We've got David Knight in studio to cover some more key issues. This is going to be a great show. Stay tuned. We've got numerous YouTube clips coming up. Your calls coming later. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Using on
what good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
This is the Alex Jones Show, the Sunday edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex Jones. Riding shotgun is David Knight with some key stories about the Tokyo eruption, 160 miles west of Tokyo. We had this major volcanic eruption. And, of course, the Hong Kong protests, which have been raging over the past couple of days against the imposition of Chinese influence on Hong Kong. David Knight, tell us about what's coming up.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of eruptions. We've got freedom eruption in Hong Kong as well as Catalonia. That's exactly what you were just talking about in the first segment, about how foreign affairs is concerned about people waking up. When we see the independence movements and the desire for people to have more say-so about government, to have more input into what's going to be done in their lives, we see that in Hong Kong, Beijing is saying they want to vet all the political candidates for their elections. So they're saying basically, oh, you can have the elections. We're just going to pick which candidates you can choose from. Now, they do that in the United States and the UK, but they're a lot more subtle about it. So when they got into people's faces there, Hong Kong was agreed to be a separate autonomous region. But it looks like they don't have that much autonomy. And we see the same thing happening in Catalonia, where people are asking for a referendum. Actually, they have scheduled it, even though Spain is saying that's not constitutional. We're not going to allow that. The position of the Spanish government is really pretty amazing if you stop and think about it. Unlike the Scottish referendum that they just had in the UK, they're saying that all of Spain needs to vote on this referendum as to whether or not the Catalonians will be allowed to leave or not. So it'd be like saying, no, we're not going to have that election unless England and Wales gets to vote on that. And actually, Catalonia has been a separate area for quite some time culturally, linguistically.
Yeah.
It's a very vital economic region. They believe that they can go it on their own, just like a lot of people in Texas believe we could go it on our own if given half a chance. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. That's going to be coming up right after our elections. And what changed was yesterday, the prime minister there, I believe is his title, Artur Mas, said he scheduled the referendum after the parliament overwhelmingly said that they wanted to give a referendum out. But, of course, the Spanish government is saying that's not going to happen. But there's a lot of violence in Hong Kong. These peaceful protests have now turned into clashes with the police. They've had 34 people injured there. And then, of course, in Japan, there was a volcanic eruption yesterday. The interesting thing about this, and, of course, Paul, I've been on vacation. I was up in Yellowstone, so I spent the last couple of weeks walking around on top of a giant volcano, the largest one on Earth, which is
very brave.
Well, you never know when any of these things are going to happen. It's like driving down the road. But they're telling us that we're not seeing the kind of movements, seismic movements, the kind of ground swelling and temperatures that they would anticipate in the buildup to a Yellowstone eruption. Right. However, they didn't see anything with this Ontake volcano. It caught them completely by surprise. They had people, they had one lady who was on top of, or one individual who was on top of the mountain, taking a picture of the top of the caldera and tweeting it out just moments before it blew.
And this killed 30 people, did it?
So far, yeah, the death toll is mounting. They found 30 people near the summit that are dead, but they've taken a lot of people back that were suffering from respiratory problems from the ash, also from poisonous gas for the people that were near the top. So everybody was hiking and climbing on this. They'd had a little bit of volcanic activity, but that's not unusual. In any of these areas, you're constantly going to be having very small earthquakes. It was nothing that raised an alarm with any of the volcanologists that were there, the geologists. Nothing was put out. It just popped. Now, the interesting thing about Yellowstone, I'm going to do a special report on this, is that we had research papers that came out at the beginning of this year, January 5th, two different research papers done independently, both of them, said that supervolcanoes were far more unpredictable than normal volcanoes, right, that they could just explode based on the buoyancy of the magma dome. And, of course, about the same time, we learned that Yellowstone's magma dome is 2.5 times larger than they believed before. They already believed it was the largest in the world. So that is a very troubling sign that you're not going to have these kinds of seismic shifts that are typically felt as earthquakes that usually precede a volcanic eruption. If you remember back to 1980, Mount St. Helens, right, people had a couple of months warning before that blew. Still, you had 60 people die. Similar thing about a decade later with Mount Pinatubo. About 900 people died, even though they had evacuated tens of thousands of people. They were still surprised by the magnitude of the earthquake, and of course they can't predict the timing, but they did have a lot of warning with that earthquake as well. This one in Japan today, no warning whatsoever. It just popped.
That is amazing, because I remember probably about 6 months ago now, I did a video about buffalo, wild buffalo, mm-hmm, running away from Yellowstone volcano, and that was kind of dismissed at the time. As, you know, we would have so far advanced warning if anything was about to happen at Yellowstone that, you know, people would get really in advance warning to get away from the area. But as you say, with this this volcano near Tokyo, 160 miles west of Tokyo, there was basically no warning whatsoever. So that suggests that the systems that they've got in place now are not sufficient to give people that kind of heads up.
It's not that well understood. And there was a lot of debunking about that movement of the bison there. I've been to Yellowstone many times, and every time I've gone, I've not seen any buffalo running. I mean, they're very passive, very docile. They just want to eat most of the time. They will get moving, and of course they say, you know, that could have been what was happening there. Yeah. It's a very large movement of a very large number of buffalo, which made it look suspicious. But there were other things that happened at the same time. They had the largest earthquake in 30 years in April. In July, they had a road that melted, turned to soup, it was reported by a Yellowstone spokesman.
Right.
And the first person that I talked to there, the first ranger, basically downplayed that, said it was just a bad asphalt job, and it was a summer. I hadn't been to Firehole Lake Drive at the time I talked to her. I would have called her on that. But I do talk about it in the special report that I'm putting together. That was an area that had a lot of geothermal activity, and 2 months later, you can still see that that road is pretty messed up, and it's messed up in the areas where the geothermal features intersect with the road or come in close proximity, right, to it. So I don't think that that's, you know, there's plenty of evidence that that happens all the time in Yellowstone, and of course they've had much larger earthquakes, other things that have happened in terms of ground rising, but it does look like, according to the USGS, that they are coming into a period of increased activity and uplift in that area. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to pop. They don't know when it's going to pop, is the point of the new research, just like they didn't know when this conventional volcano was going to pop. And they have a completely different mechanism. When it happens, of course, as we've talked about, it will be a huge event for the entire planet. It will be orders of magnitude worse than anything that Al Gore has imagined with global warming. So it's going to be an interesting report. So I'll have that out the next day or so.
Okay, and going back to the Catalonia thing, of course, as far as I understand it, in that region, their economy has prospered more than the rest of Spain. So as you mentioned, they're talking about giving the whole of Spain the vote. They've got a 25% or more unemployment rate, mm-hmm, mainly as a result of this green economy disastrous policy that's been imposed on Spain. But as far as I understand it, Catalonia has, in comparison, prospered. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the main reasons why they're trying to secede from the rest of Spain, because their local economy has engendered quite a prosperous environment in the past few years. So I think that's, again, we talk about these individual states, these individual countries rebelling against the main, like Scotland, rebelling against Westminster because they can survive economically on their own. I think that is the case with Catalonia because Spain's economy is a complete disaster from what we've seen. They've imposed the solar wind systems, the energy organisations that don't work, and they're really prospering on their own, and they want to succeed. They've got the power, they've got the strength to do that. And I think that that's a big part of the reason why they're really pushing ahead for that.
The New York Times points out that it's one-fifth of the Spanish economy. So exactly, your point is very well taken. And it's around Barcelona. They have a very active industrial area, economically much better than the rest of the area. And I think it's kind of interesting that Spain would say, you don't want to leave. Look at how much we're doing for you, and say that you're not going to be allowed to leave. That's the most important thing. You're not even going to be allowed to have a vote. And, of course, he said nobody should fear that somebody expressed their opinion by putting a ballot in a box. That's the issue.
Okay. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Science of the Information War.
It's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with David Knight on The Alex Jones Show this September 28, 2014. We're going to get into ISIS now. David Cameron gave a speech before the UN two or three days ago now where he basically compared anyone who questions the official narrative behind 9/11, behind 7/7, behind ISIS itself, he compared them to ISIS insurgents, ISIS terrorists. He basically tried to make the point that this is a recruiting ground for ISIS terrorists. Anybody who questions the official version of events behind any government terrorism action, behind any so-called staged event. We got that clip set up now, so we're going to go to David Cameron before the UN. Here's the clip.
We must defeat this ideology in all its forms. As evidence emerges about the backgrounds of those convicted of terrorist offences, it is clear that many of them were initially influenced by preachers who claim not to encourage violence, but whose worldview can be used as a justification for it. We know this worldview, the peddling of lies, that 9/11 was somehow a Jewish plot, or that the 7/7 London attacks were staged. The idea that Muslims are persecuted all over the world as a deliberate act of Western policy. The concept of an inevitable clash of civilizations. We must be clear, to defeat the ideology of extremism, we need to deal with all forms of extremism, not just violent extremism. For governments, there are some obvious ways we can do this. We must ban preachers of hate from coming to our countries. We must proscribe organizations that incite terrorism against people at home and abroad. We must work together to take down illegal online material like the recent videos of ISIL murdering hostages. And we must stop the so-called non-violent extremists from inciting hatred and intolerance in our schools, our universities, and yes, even our prisons. Of course, some will argue that this is not compatible with free speech and intellectual inquiry.
Yeah.
But I ask you, would we sit back and allow right-wing extremists, Nazis or Ku Klux Klansmen to recruit on our university campuses? No. So we shouldn't stand by and just allow any form of non-violent extremism.
Okay.
We need to argue.
So that's David Cameron before the UN a few days ago comparing anybody who questions 7/7 or 9/11 to ISIS terrorists themselves. And remember, with the James Foley beheading video, the Metropolitan Police came out immediately after that video was released and said that anybody who even watches it on YouTube or on any other video sharing platform could be committing a terrorist act. So even in the commission of actually just watching the video, they threatened people with terrorism. Of course, millions of people did actually watch the video in Britain, so it was an empty threat. But for him to actually make that comparison, and remember, you know, back in 2001, we had George Bush. Here's the article out of Daily Mail. Met Police warned people that viewing extremist material may be a terror offence. Simply watching a video on YouTube could be an act of terrorism, which, as I made the point in the video about the James Foley beheading, which got 900,000 views on YouTube, they don't want people to see this, because if you actually watch the beheading videos, and this is why a lot of questions have circulated, indeed, from within the Metropolitan Police itself, they had private investigators come out and say that the James Foley beheading video was, quote, staged. He may have been killed off camera later on, but the beheading video itself was not a graphic portrayal of him being killed. They're afraid of people asking questions about this, and especially with the other American, Sotloff, being beheaded since, the British hostage being beheaded after that. They don't want people actually digging into this. But the fact that he even came out and said that, and then you can trace it back to 2001, where Bush said, we must not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories about 9/11. We see this theme running through the so-called demonization of anybody who even dares to ask questions about the narrative that is being pushed to justify U.S. military intervention in the Middle East. Even with the David Haynes video, the most recent British hostage, he kind of came out and said, this is the truth about ISIS. He was representing ISIS. He sounded like the, quote, conspiracy theorist that David Cameron was talking about in that video. So they're trying to correlate ISIS propaganda with so-called truther propaganda, or basically anyone who questions the official narrative. And it's downright creepy. David Knight, what do you think after watching that clip of David Cameron?
Well, Paul, as we're doing it, of course, he says many people are going to say that this is going to impinge on free speech. Well, quite obviously it is. He's throwing that out there because he knows that it's going to impinge on free speech. He's talking about things like web censorship. He says we need to defeat the ideology of extremism. Now, that can be anything that he doesn't like. Okay, he's saying not just violence, but we need to defeat an ideology. In other words, we need to ban and censor ideologies. Who is he to pick what ideologies are going to be censored? And we've already seen with hate laws that they always use that against anybody that they wish. They can use it against Christians if they want. If they're talking about abortion, they can say that that's a hateful speech or whatever. That is something that can be that's malleable, that the leaders can use in any way that they want. And I'm reminded of these pronouncements at the very beginning of this. It was the beginning of September. We had the guy who's now running for Senate in Massachusetts. Well, he was in Massachusetts. Now he's running in New Hampshire, Brown. And I did a video on it, the centerfold senator, because basically he was saying that we've got 300 people, Americans, abroad fighting with ISIS, and we need to be able to revoke their citizenship. And that was picked up and used by Ted Cruz as well to say that we don't need to give people their day in court. We don't need to prove any charges against them. We can just accuse them of being ISIS terrorists, then we can revoke their citizenship. And, of course, then presumably that was going to revoke some other protections that they had under the law. It's very troubling to see that. Subsequently, we have now seen that the FBI's backpedaled on that and said, well, at most maybe it's 12 people that are over there. So that's how they're blowing up this threat and using it against people. It's outrageous that he would do this.
And in essence, he's saying, you know, anybody who questions 9/11 is a recruiter of ISIS terrorists. You know, six of the 9/11 commissioners question the final report on 9/11. So, I mean, are they recruiters for ISIS terrorists? And again, if you actually look at the academic studies into what creates terrorists in the Middle East, the major recruiting tool for terrorists is bombing the Middle East. I mean, since we started, or the US and the UK started launching airstrikes against ISIS in the Middle East, we've had 6,000 new ISIS recruits in the Middle East directly as a result of those bombings. So, you know, what have they killed since the airstrike started about a month ago? Maybe a few dozen ISIS terrorists, and yet 6,000 new acolytes have been recruited to the cause. So the true cause of terrorism is not conspiracy theories, in the words of David Cameron. It's bombing the Middle East, flooding the region with weapons. We'll continue to talk about it on The Alex Jones Show after the break. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Show Sunday edition with me, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. And riding shotgun is David Knight. Of course, we just played the clip before the break of David Cameron comparing anybody who questions the official narrative of 7/7 or 9/11, or indeed any terrorist event or any explanation behind the rise of ISIS in the Middle East, in Syria, in Iraq, two conspiracy theorists. He basically said that anybody who says that, who questions the official narrative, is a recruiter for ISIS insurgent in the Middle East. Of course, we've also got the Saudi prince, the ex-ambassador to the US, saying that the ultimate agenda behind the attack on ISIS in Syria is the removal of Assad, regime change in that country. So we're going to go to that clip now and discuss it. Here's the clip.
Are these airstrikes against ISIS the first step in then ultimately removing Assad?
I don't know, but I hope they are. Because you can't simply deal with ISIS and not deal with Assad.
There were Saudi warplanes involved?
Absolutely.
Muslims dropping bombs on Muslims?
Well, you know, we don't consider ISIS as being a Muslim group because of what they do to Islam.
But they say they are creating an Islamic state.
That's what they claim. And unfortunately, some people believe them. But their actions belie their words. You don't simply create an Islamic state by chopping people's heads off and enforcing your opinion on them.
Do you hope that the U.S. will go beyond airstrikes?
You mean send ground troops?
Yes.
I think if the need for it arises, I hope the president will change his mind.
Would Saudi Arabia be willing to send in ground troops?
Look, we sent in our aircraft. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't send in our ground troops.
You saw what the Iranians said, that this effort by your country and others was illegal in Syria.
What about his troops being on the ground killing Syrians? This is the irony and, if you like, the rather arrogant attitude that they give themselves the license to send troops to kill Syrians, but then when we try to defend the Syrian people, they say that is illegal. That's unacceptable.
That's pretty amazing. they have done everything they can to come after Syria. They'll even make alliances with Israel, Saudis. So, I mean, that's pretty disingenuous to see that. It's also the same sort of thing as we were talking about over the break about the Asymmetric Warfare Center in Virginia. When I was doing research on that before Joe Biggs and I went out there, I looked at their seminar that they had back in 2006 talking about what had worked and what happened in Iraq. Basically, most of it hadn't worked. But what they had learned was that what motivated these people was not religious extremism. They were very clear about that. They said they're motivated by the fact that they don't have any self-determination. They don't have any control over their lives because we've invaded them. That's what they're fighting against. I mean, it's the same type of – it's not some kind of Islamic caliphate that's really motivating this terrorism. And, of course, that's presuming that this is an organic, natural resistance, a blowback. It's much deeper than that. This government has been, as you pointed out many times, training, equipping, fostering this, trying to come up with every excuse they can to get into Syria.
Right. And – every academic study, there's a Washington blog post article on this, which basically goes through a list. Every academic study proves that the main wellspring of terrorism in the Middle East is the fact that the US, the UK, the NATO countries are flooding the region with weapons, are bombing the area. This radicalizes the region. This creates terrorists. It has nothing to do with, as David Cameron said before the break, you know, quote, conspiracy theories. And then we have the nerve of Saudi Arabia to lecture us on combating terrorism when Saudi Arabia has beheaded more people in the last month alone than ISIS has beheaded since its foundation. You know, Saudi Arabia, a country that treats female drivers as terrorists under their new anti-terror law, a theocratic dictatorship whose legal system is completely brutal, arcane, based on Sharia law, which ISIS embraces itself, and yet they're supposedly engaged in the attacks against ISIS. The 28 pages that were censored from the 9/11 Commission report implicated Saudi Arabia in the attacks, mm-hmm. and now we've got them lecturing us on how to fight terrorism. It's pretty rich, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and telling us that we need to commit money and personnel into this. This is clearly they have a lot of interest that they're not talking about in this area that will allow them to even make allies with people like Israel that they say are their sworn enemies. They have an agenda here that is far beyond what they're saying.
And we shouldn't forget that Saudi Arabia, along with Qatar, Jordan, and here you see the graph, charts show that U.S. policy has increased terror attacks.
in Iraq, in Afghanistan, if you scroll down the list there, since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, you see that terrorist attacks have risen since the declaration of the war on terror in 2001. Iraq, Afghanistan, the Middle East in general. U.S. military involvement in the Middle East does not combat terrorism, which is, again, why we see these airstrikes on ISIS. It's not going to have the desired effect based on the past 15 years of history, even in Asia, as you see from these graphs. It's had the opposite effect because they don't want a stable Middle East. That's the whole point. And in fact, another article that we can get to is defense contractors are making a killing as a result of these airstrikes on ISIS. This is out of firstlook.org. Defense contractor stocks have far exceeded the performance of the broader market. A Bloomberg index of the four largest Pentagon contractors rose 19% this year compared to 2.2% for the S&P 500. So again, ISIS are the best enemies money can buy. You know, in the United States, there's a lot of talk about the infrastructure collapsing, the bridges are crumbling, $21 trillion in debt by the end of this year. But, you know, don't worry, there's plenty of money available to bomb the terrorists that the United States, the Obama administration, created in the first place as a result of arming these jihadists in Syria. You see it there out of CNN.
They're running
money.
Into debt with China to do this.
Exactly. Defense stocks up big as ISIS crisis escalates. So the main beneficiaries from the bombardment of ISIS in Syria and Iraq are the military-industrial complex as a rotating door with Washington, with the Obama administration.
They've got new profit centers. They always had the Cold War that was reliable for them. When that disappeared, they needed Islamic fundamentalists as a new profit center, terrorism as a new profit center. They were able to move that into a massive new business of equipping the police, militarizing the police, and now they've brought back the Cold War. So, I mean, this is salad days for the military-industrial complex. They've never seen anything like this. And I just want to point out, too, just as they said in Foreign Affairs magazine, just as the Asymmetric Warfare Center said, blowback is a real phenomenon in these areas, and it's when they go in and take away these people's self-determination that they then start, that makes them recruitable for these different groups. And what they do is, at that point, they coalesce around the religion. In other words, the asymmetric operation, asymmetric warfare people, the counterinsurgency operations who had fought these people in Iraq said, it isn't being driven by religion. Instead, what we're coming in, taking over, invading these countries, denying them their self-determination, they have no economic future, that is driving them into religious extremism. So it's the opposite way around. And yet they're coming in and saying it's religious extremism, so we need to take that down, and then broadening that out to any criticism of 9/11, of 7/7, and of the government's official story, any criticism of the government, period.
Exactly. And then we have Obama on CBS. We're going to get to his comments after the break, but he basically acknowledged that the growth of ISIS or ISIL in the Middle East, in Syria and Iraq, was directly as a result of the destabilization of Syria. Of course, what he didn't say were the causes, were the influences that led to the destabilization of Syria, which was the arming of the so-called moderate rebels. We'll get to that after the break. The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth. X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition, with me, Paul Joseph Watson, and David Knight. We're going to go to this CBS News clip where Obama gave some very interesting comments today regarding ISIS. He basically acknowledged that the growth of ISIS in Syria and Iraq came about as a result of the destabilization of Syria, which, of course, was a direct result of the US arming the moderate rebels against the Assad government. Obama didn't admit that in his quote, but he certainly went kind of a limited hangout some part of the way to acknowledging that situation. So here's the clip from CBS News.
End up where they are in control of so much territory. Was that a complete surprise to you?
Well, I think our head of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, has acknowledged that. I think they underestimated what had been taking place in Syria. Essentially what happened with ISIL was that you had Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was a vicious group, but our Marines were able to quash with the help of Sunni tribes. They went back underground. But over the past couple of years, during the chaos of the Syrian civil war, where essentially you have huge swaths of the country that are completely ungoverned. They were able to reconstitute themselves and take advantage of that chaos and attract foreign fighters who believed in their jihadist nonsense and traveled everywhere from Europe to the United States to Australia to other parts of the Muslim world, converging on Syria. And so this became ground zero for jihadists around the world. And they've been very savvy in terms of their social media. In some cases, you have old remnants of Saddam Hussein's military that had been expunged from the Iraqi military, which gave them some traditional military capacity and not just terrorist capacity. And this is one of the challenges that we're going to have generally, is where you've got states that are failing or in the midst of civil war, these kinds of organizations thrive. That's why it's so important for us to recognize part of our solution here is going to be military. We just have to push them back and shrink their space. And go
after Obama is basically acknowledging that with the rise of jihadists, destabilization in Syria, of course in Libya as well, that's where terrorists thrive. But of course we know in Libya, they armed the jihadists. I mean, look at Libya now. It's a complete failed state. Drug lords, gangs of terrorist militants are running the country. You know, black people are locked up in concentration camps as a direct result of U.S. airstrikes on Libya in 2011. We're seeing that same process again unfolding in Syria. So, you know, they destabilized the governments of Assad, of Gaddafi, the secular, mainly moderate. Of course, they were proxy dictatorships in a sense, but there were no mass terrorist attacks and destabilization campaigns in Libya, in Syria, before the United States, the United Kingdom and the NATO countries started arming these jihadist rebels. So Obama talks about, quote, jihadist nonsense in this CBS interview. They funded, they bankrolled, they armed the jihadist nonsense to begin with. The terrorists from Libya crossed into Syria to start that destabilization campaign. So I thought that it was interesting that, you know, he goes some way to acknowledging that the primary cause of the growth of ISIS was the destabilization of these countries, without admitting to the fact that it was the United States foreign policy in alignment with NATO, which was a deliberate attempt to create that destabilization in the first place, which of course led to Syria, led to the growth of ISIS, led to Benghazi, and basically this jihadist control over the region. David Knight.
I thought it was interesting that he's talking about jihadists from around the world. Just as I had mentioned, they were trying to sell the narrative about a month ago that there were 300 Americans that had gone over there to fight. Turns out it's not even that. Now they're admitting the FBI is saying maybe 12. That's hardly an international movement that we need to be concerned about. But it really shows, just look at the last couple of years. As we've been pointing out, the fake sarin gas attacks that they had a year ago, trying to lay that solely on the Syrian administration, and then earlier than that, there had been some other sarin gas attacks, and you had, after we were pointing out that there were reports that it was done by the Saudis, or reports that it was not from Assad, and there were reports that back earlier in the spring, it had been a homegrown sarin gas. And, of course, they were trying to sell the narrative that only the Assad regime could have sarin gas, and at that point, you had even the American military join with UN inspectors and with Russian inspectors and say, yeah, they do have the capability to do sarin gas. So that whole thing fizzled away, but they've looked for every kind of excuse they can to provoke an involvement of American forces in Syria, because their ultimate goal, as we've been told for a long time, is to take down the Syrian regime. That's one of the regimes on the list to be taken down.
And that's what the Saudi prince, Wesley Clark, the seven countries to be taken down in the aftermath of 9/11, that's what the Saudi prince admitted earlier. The ultimate agenda behind targeting ISIS is to effect regime change in Syria, so that's now an open secret. We're going to switch now in the last 4 or 5 minutes in this segment to this foreign affairs piece, which of course is the publication of the CFR. It's you know, it's the conversations that the elite are having with each other. You can see it here, the American distemper when polarization confronts the United States' Madisonian check and balance political system. The result is devastating. And what this article is about, it's a 9-10 page article, amidst a selection of other articles, it's basically almost half of the magazine for this September-October edition, is about the blind panic that the elite finds itself in as a result of the growth of the distemper, as they call it, the populist uprising. There you see it on the CFR website, America in Decay, the Sources of Political Dysfunction. And it's talking about how they need to, here's a quote directly from the article, leaders must learn to co-opt, that's the key phrase, and channel popular passions, addressing political outsiders' legitimate grievances while bypassing their simplistic solutions. So they admit that this populist uprising, which mainly focuses on the decline in living standards in both the United States and Europe over the past 25 years, and the crisis in national identity as a result of mass immigration, it's a genuine issue. It's a legitimate concern that many people have. But what their solution to it is not to actually address the problem itself, but to hijack, to co-opt those populist uprisings endemic within the Tea Party, the UK Independence Party in the United Kingdom, and numerous other parties throughout Europe, the True Finn Party in Finland, Marine Le Pen in France, and several others. They need to hijack that. They need to divert it into separate channels so it gets shut down, so it gets closeted away, so nobody actually faces up to the problem. And it's amazing that they're admitting this. David Knight, how does this tie into what you've been researching earlier? We mentioned Catalonia and the wave of populist rebellion against the establishment system throughout Europe and the US.
Oh, yeah. A lot of small countries are wanting to basically take back their self-governance. We see this happening throughout Europe. There's pockets of it happening in America. We see dissatisfaction out in California, for example. Some of the counties there want to secede from the state of California because they have a different view of a lot of different issues, whether it's gun control or other issues. So this is something that is definitely happening, but we all need to remember that this is really kind of what they're talking about here is essentially like the COINTEL programs that we've seen in the past, where they go in and they take over any and every movement. They may come in and have some people who try to turn it into a violent movement, if it's a peaceful movement. They may come in and actually provoke things as agent provocateurs. We've seen that happen over and over again in the past. Or they may do what David Cameron did earlier, and that is they just come in and say, we're going to resort to outright censorship. We're going to shut you down that way. So they don't ever put all their eggs in one basket. They don't count on being able to completely shut people down. They want to also be able to covertly take over these movements, make them look bad, or completely take over the leadership of them.
We'll get into it more after the break. We're going to take your calls, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. It's the Alex Jones Show, this Sunday edition. We'll be back after the break. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.